bon sens. Ils n'ont changé.
Well, it must always change. Called by Shakespeare.
Oh, welcome to Radio XU. I'm Tom D. Tonight we present the final installment of our look back at the post-punk era. We'll be hearing from bands such as The Skids, Public Image Limited, Young Marble Giants, and Fad Gadget. We open the show with Magazine and The Light Pours Out of Me, taken from their 1978 LP, Real Life. This Manchester-based outfit was founded by Howard Devoto after he left the Buzzcocks in 1977. The group included bassist Barry Adamson, who later went on to play with The Birthday Party and The Bad Seeds. Next up, we have an early release by Adam and the Ants. After having his original band poached by Malcolm McLaren to form Bow Wow Wow, Adam teamed up with Marco Baroni, and they assembled a new outfit that went on to even greater success. Here's the Ants' second single, issued by Do It Records in 1979. The song, Xerox.
Here they come. They'll never take me away. to room 16.
You will.
I'm an ever first lady in power. We keep the peace and I'm for evil. For my skill and the temptation and you must leave. Thus against Christmas and don't forgive us Christmas. This after given bread, daily our day. This is gift, heaven.
Sister Susie! Turning it from free will to puppet life, suspended. In puppet life. Your demons are my robe, lost in space and time. I crawled to you once I had my own mind, but in your sewer I was blinded.
Sunshine, but then you came and made me freeze. I hadn't had a friend for such a long time.
Cut the strings, free me, please. Oh, please, I beg you.
My world was wild but clear. No one over me to watch it over here.
Now I have only dreams to sell. I'm going cheap for the gates of hell. For the gates of hell.
Trains have gone.
was The Skids with Scared to Dance, the title track from their 1979 debut LP. The Skids were a Scottish group formed in 1977 that included guitarist Stuart Adamson, who left in 1981 to form his own group, the internationally successful Big Country. Before that, we heard the Birmingham-based outfit that included brothers Epic Soundtracks and Nicky Sudden. It was Swell Maps with Another Song, taken from the 1979 LP, A Trip to Marineville. And before Swell Maps, we heard the debut single by Punishment of Luxury, the song Puppet Life, released on Small Wonder Records in July 1978. Now we're going to hear a song that features the slap bass technique that was favored by many groups in the post-punk period. From February 1981, here's Medium Medium with Hungry So Angry.
Oh,
a song I found delightfully creepy when I first heard it in 1979. That was the Flying Lizards with The Window, taken from their eponymous debut album. This group was a loose collective of avant-garde musicians led by producer David Cunningham. This particular track featured vocals by music journalist and documentarian Vivian Goldman. Before The Lizards, we heard the pioneers of the post-punk movement, Public Image Limited, with their 1978 debut single, Public Image. PIL featured the distinctive vocals of John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten, formerly of the Sex Pistols. PIL also included former member of The Clash, guitarist Keith Levine, and John's old-school chum Ja Wobble on bass. And before PIL, we heard the Scottish outfit TV21 with their 1981 single Snakes and Ladders. Now it's time once again for some New York-style post-punk. Up first, we have a track from the genre-defining 1978 compilation No New York, compiled and produced by none other than Brian Eno, fresh off his work with David Bowie and Talking Heads. Featuring Ardo Lindsay on guitar and vocals, here's DNA with Egomaniac's Kiss.
Yourself. city song. Yo, baby, mi amor. Dosu koso, dosu koso, dosu koso, dosu koso. Magu, tam, korus, bossa nova.
Featuring the vocals and keyboard of Robin Crutchfield, formerly a member of DNA, that was Dark Day with Nudes in the Forest, taken from their 1982 LP, Window. Before Dark Day, we heard New York scenester Lizzie Mercier-Declos with Torso Corso, from her LP, Press Color, released in 1979 on ZE Records. And before LMD, it was the quintessential New York no-wave group, James White and the Blacks, with their 1979 single, Contort Yourself. Featuring the saxophone and vocals of bandleader James White, previously known as James Chance. I'll always remember the first time I heard this next band back in the early 80s. Their minimalist approach seemed a startling contrast to everything else at that time. From Cardiff, a Welsh trio comprised of Alison Stratton and brothers Philip and Stuart Moxham. Here's Young Marble Giants with Searching for Mr. Right.
Thank you. searching for Mr. Right, waiting up half the night, feeling like I'll be dead before I'm old, teaching myself to be the young and old.
Crushes head, the movie.
Gary Numan and Two Boy Army with Down in the Park. From the group's second LP, Replicas, released on the Beggar's Banquet label in 1979. Gary Numan was one of the most successful pioneers of electronic pop, and he's still recording and performing today. Before that, we heard Fad Gadget with Ricky's Hand, a 1980 single released on the Mute label. Fad Gadget was the stage name of Frank Tovey, who soon dropped the pseudonym and continued under his real name. And before Fad Gadget, we heard the Scottish musician Thomas Lear with Private Plane, a 1978 single, self-released on the Oblique Records label. Legend has it that Lear recorded the song on a four-track in his apartment, and he had to keep his voice down so he wouldn't wake up his girlfriend sleeping in the next room. Well, that's it for tonight's installment of Radio XU. I hope you enjoyed our look back at the post-punk period of the late 70s and early 80s. When next we meet, I'll have something completely different and exciting to share with you. As always, I invite you to share your comments about tonight's show at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Tom D, signing off.